Shaqiri, yes, it is! Ronaldo through the wall! Cristiano Ronaldo!
Cross comes in from Marcelo. Knotted down in front, controlled by Jesus. Running on to it, it's Coutinho!
Chicharito dropped it back. Give and go. Chicharito from Ronaldo. Here he comes. Hernandez leads it. Lozano coming, looking, shooting. Lozano! Go! Mexico leads!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Advantage BMW on Gray Street. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. We're live from Advantage BMW in Midtown. Soccer Matters, ESPN975. And we are so excited to be down here amongst what are amazing machines here. So if you're out and about on the town, you're driving past Gray. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown, the place to be. We've got it all in here. We've got beer, we've got wine, we got, what do we have? We have Bud Light, we have Carbach, we have Stella Artois, we have wine. Plus, we've got amazing food from King's Court. It's down in Edo. Amazing Indian food right here. We've got Liberty Kitchen. Our good friend Carl Eves, Jay from King's Court, and his wife have brought in an incredible spread. And also FM Kitchen and Bar. So look, if you're hungry, if that's the reason alone to come in, there's tremendous food here. But it's all amongst these amazing BMW machines. We're going to be here till 9 p.m. We're going to be doing live radio. We've also got a number of items here. Soccer Matters gear that we're selling tonight. 50% of it goes back to a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, to benefit Texas Children's Hospital, who is our first hour presenting sponsor. So a big thank you to the Texas Children's Hospital. We have a raffle. We're raffling off a bicycle for $1,300. BMW, Philip Southwick, their general manager, has given us all kinds of gear here, jackets, all kinds of things. So look, if you're out and about on the town, get down to Advantage BMW in Midtown. You might live in Midtown. Get out the front door and walk over here. Come in here. Tremendous food. Welcoming crew. We got Mexico, Argentina on. We're talking soccer tonight, and we're doing some good things for charity, not to mention some amazing food that you can taste. I mean, this is, you know, we could bring in, what's his name? Who's the guy? Andrew Zimmern. He could be here tonight checking out the food alone, right? I'm talking to Philip Southwick, the general manager of Advantage BMW. All right, today the United States, in a 1-0 loss, Emerson scoring, 10 changes for the U.S. They lose 1-0 to Italy. Let us know if you are interested. Rodrigo De Luna just walking in the building now, one of the great Houston soccer community guys with a big smile on his face. How are you, brother? So a lot of fun going on down here. We've got some of the Dynamo personnel as well, Zach Emmons and Edgar Valise, who work for the Houston Dynamo in marketing promotion. So come on down. We got Mr. 26 spinning music as well, and a lot of beer and great food. And soccer talk tonight. So if you have the opportunity, come down. Some really cool T-shirts and things that you can come down here and priced well. And you can also make a tremendous gift of giving to charity. And by the way, BMW is going to match every dollar that we raise here tonight, selling T-shirts, mugs, and some incredible bracelets, which, by the way, are malachite and lapis. And they're reasonable. And they're beautiful. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight, 713-780-3776. Still no United States coach. Are we kidding? And if Greg Berhalter is named the coach of the United States, we're going to say to ourselves, why wasn't this done earlier? It's 13 months. This is a hot topic to everybody. Everybody's wondering why a bunch of young kids haven't gotten a manager named. Where is Ernie Stewart? What rock is he hiding under? The general manager, with all due respect to him, and is this business as usual for U.S. soccer? Or could something fantastic and magical happen? Could the United States sweep in at the last minute and present Tata Martino as the next United States manager? Is this a possibility? I believe it is. I've got people shaking their heads saying no, Sergio Martinez in the House says no? I don't know. I think after the criticism the U.S. has taken here in recent times, how is it that they would not approach Tata Martino? Nonsense with the language barrier thing. Landon Donovan came out, says it's got to be an American coach. It has to be somebody from MLS. And listen, there's tremendous American coaches. Todd Ramos. There's one. Peter Vermes. Greg Berhalter. Lots of possibilities. But Tata Martino, to me, seems to be the man for the job. And don't give me the whole storyline of, well, Jurgen Klinsmann failed. Two very different managers with two very differing management careers. One has been proven over a long period of time. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on where the U.S. is and why they don't have a coach. Today, the United States losing in Belgium in a friendly against Italy, 1-0. Goal coming in stoppage time from Emerson. It was about five or six quick passes, combination play, and that would be the difference. No U.S. coach has been named yet. It's remarkable. John Walker and Matt Jordan were in studio last night. We're going to play some sound from them tonight. We're talking about transparency storylines. Dynamo fans, I get the sense, want to get an email that doesn't say buy season tickets or, you know, doesn't have something corporate related. They want something that is organic. They want something that maybe says every day a little hint of something around the team, the sport, soccer. Less corporate, more soccer. So maybe it's Matt Jordan in Chile looking for a center back. I think that would be interesting to the Dynamo fan. Would you agree with that, Houston Dynamo fan, at 713-780-3776? That's the number to call in tonight, 713-780-3776. Less selling and a little bit more soccer-related media, because we're trying our darndest here to promote soccer and the engagement of talking about a team and players in contract, players out of contract. These are the things that we want to see. And we want it to be a little bit more about the actual game, the players, and the storylines, and the other things that go on around a professional soccer club. And I think it's important, and we're ready for it. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. Last night I had also Ian Cheeseman on, giving us the blue side of things from Manchester. MLS playoffs are coming up this weekend. We can talk about that. Oscar Pereja to Tijuana. What do you think about that, Major League Soccer fan? Maybe Dallas fan. Tata Martino saying, the New York Red Bulls are the best at using an academy. Some thoughts on that tonight as well. Atlanta against the Red Bulls, number 1 and 2 in the league. Perfect. Perfect matchup in the Eastern Conference. Playoffs are going to change next year. They're going to go to a single elimination. So there you have it. Some interesting stuff tonight. Also, Portland Timbers Sporting Kansas City. Leg one on Sunday as well. Thursday, November 29th will be the second leg. And more soccer-related information and decisions important in this time for us in the sport here in Houston, Texas. And again, a big thank you to Carl Eves, Liberty Kitchen, Ryan and Chong from FM Kitchen, Jay from King's Court for catering here tonight. And there's a tremendous amount of wonderful food in here tonight, which, by the way, you can have some too. There's some great food here. Help yourself, please. And come down. Some great chatter aspects as well. And we're going to be, during a break, raffling off a bicycle and all kinds of other wonderful items here tonight. Eddie Robinson will join me on the show tonight, former Dynamo defender, my partner on The Cube. And also joining us tonight, you're going to hear from Sam. We call him Sam Super Eagle, but it's Sam Mbonu from Afro Vibes Radio, really up on the African Nations Cup and really up on all things soccer here. We got the ESPN promo team here tonight, so we thank the promo team for being here. Ladies are over there smiling and doing a great job, so we thank them. And Tyler Scott down here as well, engineering things with Harrison back in studio. So 713-780-3776 3776. All right, so last night I talked to Dynamo president John Walker. We're going to pull something from John Walker. Now, John Walker has had an outstanding career. He's done a number of different things at the NBA level, from marketing to ticketing to you name it, he's done it. Here's last night John Walker talking to me in an interview, talking about borrowing marketing ideas from the NBA and could they be a fit for Major League Soccer and the Houston Dynamo here in a very different market than Memphis.
I think, you know, digital content is king. And so as everybody is, including your producers, are looking at their phones right now consuming some content, we need to make sure that we're there. And I think the Dynamo do a pretty good job of that. But I think that's we need to base what it is that we're doing in all of our messaging around capturing people on their devices and making it a very mobile experience in addition to what we do in the stadium. And that, I think, has really resonated well with NBA fans, and it's given them, you know, it's at their fingertips. You know, what they love the most is at their fingertips. And so we need to make sure we're doing that from a Dynamo perspective.
So what I like about John Walker is he's going to bring a new perspective. He's going to bring new ideas. I believe he's going to try to change the culture in a better way. And I do think it needs to be changed, and I think Dynamo fans know that. I hear that from them on the streets all the time. They want more transparency. They want to hear more about the players. They want more storylines. They want less corporate. And we know corporate's a part of it also, though. But there has to be a balance. And we do need to move the needle back to soccer content, players, storylines, all that comes along with what maybe the NBA does in a better way than and currently what we're doing. So here's John Walker on fixing fan base issues, and quite frankly, we know season ticket holders have been going away. We want to get them back.
That's the challenge, right? I mean, the Dynamo's had a great following historically, and it's fallen off. So the opportunity is that those folks are out there, and we have to win them back. We have to give them reason to come back. We have to give them reason to sort of kindle that passion that they had at one point to become members. And I think, you know, it comes from listening. We're gonna do an evaluation from a marketing perspective and do some focus groups, and that'll be with fans, that'll be with non-fans, it'll be with members, so that we can get a real good catalyst of where we are in the marketplace. And, you know, we have an idea, but we need some specific data points that we can attack. And a lot of the, you know, it'll be multifaceted. It'll be, is the price point right? Is the experience in the building what people want? Certainly winning will help. So
winning isn't only the part of it. And during that interview, and I love this interview because it was conversational. John was incredibly respectful of me. He's incredibly respectful. I think we've got a good guy in John Walker. And we need to get behind him and help him. I don't think it's a lot on his plate. But what we do need to remember is that John is coming over from the NBA. He's going to have some differing ideas, which I think are good right now. We need him. We need freshness. It's gotten stagnant. It's gotten stale. But when he said winning and they'll come back, let's not forget, last year this was a winning, attack-oriented team, scored goals at home, scored a ton of goals at home, and won 90% of their games at home. If you're an organization, that's gold. Winning at home and scoring goals. And it did not move the needle, quite frankly. You got to remember that. It didn't move the needle at all. And that's what's incredibly important, is that it's a bunch of components that have to come together to make this something differing and exciting again. And we can be a Portland. And I loved when I said to John, can we be Portland? And John said, absolutely we can. And I wanted to hear that. I haven't heard that over the years. What I've heard is the challenges. We've got other sports teams in the market. Well, no kidding. We also have 6.5 million people. That's an advantage. And we have the ability here. I know the soccer community. We have the ability. And soccer didn't begin in 2006, by the way, when the Houston Dynamo arrived here. It goes all the way back to 1969. In the Astrodome, Pelé, Bobby Lennox, who won a European Cup with Celtic. These are all things that we need to bring to the forefront of the public that has never been brought there. We have to engage the past beyond 2006. And we also have to celebrate those amazing championships in 6 and 7 when professional soccer returned here. But we've missed a lot of opportunity over the years. And it has fatigued people. And if we're being very honest, it has. And it's time to be honest. It's time to be real about our soccer talk. It has not been an unadulterated success since we've gotten into BBVA Compass Stadium. I'm not banging on anybody's drum or attacking anybody personally. But what I am doing is saying we have to be real. We have to acknowledge the truth of what has happened here so that we can move this thing forward. For the owner, Gabriel Brenner, for the soccer fan in Houston, make this a more engaging, exciting atmosphere at BBVA Compass Stadium and turn this into something special. But we're not going to do it by hiding behind rocks, and we're not going to do it without being bold and being more transparent and talking about the game, the soccer side of it, the stories, the incredible stories that the players on the Dynamo have. And that's why I'm excited about John Walker, because I think John is truly going to be looking to push storylines. And look, he comes from the NBA, where storylines are king. They do a better job of it than anybody, as far as I'm concerned. We mentioned it on the show last night. This whole Kevin Durant argument with his teammate. Who's the guy? Who's the other player that Durant? Who was it? Draymond Green, sorry. And Tyler corrected me last night. You're 2 for 2. He did the same thing last night. Draymond Green and Durant. And it's a story. And it's publicity. And it's drama. And sports is drama and an escape for people now. It can't be boring anymore. It has to have storylines. And some of the methods and the way people work in the past don't work anymore. You're going to have to be a lot more out front now if you want people to sit in your seats and buy your concessions and pay for parking. This is the reality. And I'm going to be the realist here. And I've always been a realist around the sport of soccer, and I think we need more of that. And I want to hear more of that from fans. 713-780-3776. Here's John Walker on how the NBA pushes great storylines.
Yeah, and the NBA has done a great job at that. They were one of the first.
Are they the best at that?
They are, and they were the first to promote their players, you know, posting stuff on social media and making things available on social media as a way to differentiate themselves and to create more, you know, connection with the players. And that's evolved into what is the circus that you see during the summer when guys are tweeting about, you know, where they're going to be and who they're going to, you know, team up with and all those things, which is just, it's great for fans. And, you know, there may be something for the MLS to learn about that. I need to find out more about the league and their policies and those kinds of things. But there's no doubt it creates a great connection.
Well, there's John Walker. That's music to my ears right there. This is about star building. This is about building storylines. This is about excitement. We're at Advantage BMW in Midtown, and we want to take some calls tonight at 713-780-3776. Quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light has been a longtime sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Our good friend Camilo Rojas giving us a couple of cases of beer here tonight. We got Bud Light down here. We got Carbach. We've got Stella Artois, but they have helped keep me on the radio for many, many years. Camilo Rojas and Bud Light. So our thanks to them. Bud Light is the official beer sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Their product is down here tonight. If you're out and about on the town, come in. We got a cold Stella Artois for you. We got a cold Carbach for you, or we have a cold Bud Light for you. Come on in right now. Grab that beer. Come down here. T-shirts, mugs, all kinds of cool giveaways, and we are going to give away a $1,300 bicycle in this commercial break right now. We'll take a break from Advantage BMW in Midtown. I'm Glenn Davis. Come join us down here right now.
As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up, and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as the sun has gone down and the moon is
this
up.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Advantage BMW on Gray Street, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis. Because it's
All right, welcome back to Advantage BMW in Midtown. If you're out and about on the town, come on in and join us here. We've got cold beer. We've got Carbach. We've got Bud Light. We've also got Stella Artois. Sorry about that, Eddie. I just blew his ears out. We also have food from Liberty Kitchen, King's Court, and also FM Kitchen. So we got amazing food. Jay from King's Court is still hanging out. Jim Siemens, Rock and Roller Supreme, just came in. Peace, he just came in, his girlfriend, Kristen. So we're having a great time down here. There's food everywhere. There's a lot of charitable stuff going on. We're going to be raffling off a bicycle that's worth $1,300 here from BMW. Ooh. I was going to sneak my... Look at this, Eddie.
It's beautiful.
This is a beautiful bicycle.
It's a nice color blue.
I met a wonderful guy named Abdel who's doing a lot of great coaching in Houston and is connected to the all the African-type teams here in Houston, which is remarkable. There's another community that we can dip into in a heavy, heavy way. So a lot of good stuff going on. So Eddie Robinson, former Dynamo defender, my partner on the Cube for Dynamo broadcasts. And we call him Sam the Super Eagle. Sam Mbonu here from Afro Vibes. Gentlemen, welcome to Advantage BMW. We sit amongst amazing machines here. Actually, we're standing amongst amazing machines here.
Look on that B7. The interior, amazing. I fell in love with the cat.
Are you walking out of here tonight?
You know, no, tonight. And I asked one of the salesmen how much the car was.
Yeah.
The amount alone put me a little bit off, but it's a beautiful car. They have beautiful machines here. BMW, one of the best cars out there. You know, I have a couple of friends with this kind of machine, so.
All right, I like Sam. You know what? Sam knows the radio game because he's a radio guy, so he's pumping up Advantage BMW Midtown.
I'm here for the food.
Eddie's here.
Liberty Kitchen,
so
FM Kitchen.
You know, I was trying to get Eddie down here
King's
to talk
Court,
soccer,
yeah.
And Eddie was kind of like waffling, and then food. I mentioned King's Court, I mentioned FM Kitchen, and I mentioned Liberty Kitchen. Oh, yeah, I'm in. I'm going to bring my girlfriend.
Yep. You feed me, I'm a happy camper.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, guys. We have a call here on the Dynamo. Let's take this call first.
Do it.
So let's go to the phone lines at 713-780-3776. We're down here at Advantage BMW Midtown. Come in. It's fun. There's a lot of people down here having a good time. We've got Mexico, Argentina on. Let's take this phone call, Harrison. All right, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
It's James Lynn.
Hey, James, how are you? Yes, we can.
I just want to make a comment about the Dynamo, and I appreciate all these fresh ideas and these new thoughts on the process, how to make the experience better. But I've seen it, and I've been through this with you as a long-time MLS fan and someone in the soccer community, and I just don't think we have the players to sell more seats. And if you don't have the personnel, you're not going to sell more seats in MLS. New York FC has the money for a franchise player, and I don't agree with that, but it's very important to bring players that are marketable and going to sell seats. I mean, I went to the LA Galaxy game just to see Zapalon. And I think it's important that we also spend more money on players so the real soccer fans that know the game may come out more. It may not be the Houston Dynamo fans, but we need to win the soccer community also that are here working for 2 years, 3 years, and make them fall in love because it's a beautiful stadium. It's a good atmosphere, and I think they need this to really concentrate what you need on the field more versus all these other things that they're doing.
So, James, you bring up a couple of things, and let me just take a crack at this. First off, I think the Dynamo have made it very clear. You're not going to get a Zlatan here. You're not going to get that type of player here. You're not going to get a Chicharito here. What you are going to get, and the model it seems Matt Jordan and the Dynamo are going with, are young South Americans, Central Americans. We have a monster Honduran community. You've got three Honduran players that are considered national heroes. I think to get some marketing muscle behind them, we could then really see if they can prove out. Because I don't see the return from the Honduran community. And part of that is, I think a lot of that lies in the Dynamo laps. What have you done to promote these guys? What have you done to tell their story? And this to me is the big issue. But if you're expecting a Zlatan to come here or David Villa, I think the organization, to their credit, has made themselves very clear. You're not going to get that guy. And that can't be the be-all and end-all of filling a stadium. There's a lot of different models. They don't have a player like that in other markets, and they seem to do quite well. Sporting Kansas City sells out all the time without a real superstar. So I think what we first have to acknowledge is the way the Dynamo are going about their business. We do need more clarity and definition to that, though, I think in a very big way. But you're right. On-field product is big. And on-field product was fun at home in 2017. It has dipped in 2018. And frankly, the Dynamo need to figure out how you win on the road. And it can't be we got wronged by a referee or, you know, we gave up goals after the 80th minute. Because this is systemic. This is a couple of years now. It means you haven't been able to come up with the solution to figure things out. Eddie, you want to add to that?
I think that the Dynamo need to get back to the basics of communication with fans. I think that's something that's been really lost along the way, that there's just too much focus on corporate dollars, on corporate advertising that you see on social media. I see it every day. Fans that have been season ticket holders for 8, 10, 12 years are walking away because they feel disrespected. And I think that it wouldn't take a lot of effort to give them what they need. That grassroots, those people who spread their love of this team to their friends, to their family, to anyone that they come across in society, that to help build that fan base back up from where it once was. Because we know from those days at Robertson, 30,000 passionate, loving,
but what we have
fans.
To remember is those were fans that were in elation because professional soccer returned. And we inherited and got gifted the best team. It was partially a novelty factor that had to be maintained once it moved on.
That was,
and there was a winning team there from the word go.
That's therein lies the problem. Why was that not cultivated?
It wasn't.
So that even in the bad times, that they were still there. Because at the end of the day, especially soccer fans, but most sports fans, especially soccer fans, it's not only about the product on the field. It's about being proud of the club you support. Are you proud about what they do in the community? Are you proud about what they represent? Are you proud about how they treat you as a fan, as a diehard supporter? Are you proud to support this club no matter what? That's what it is about in this sport, a little bit different than the NFL, than the NBA, than most American sports. And I think that that's been lost a little bit.
Well, to all the season ticket holders that have been gone, it's like a forlorn lover, right? You're gonna have to win them back, and then you're gonna have to go find unique fans in communities like Sam Mbono, who knows so well how passionate Nigerians are in Houston. We have a huge Nigerian community. What would it take from the Dynamo, Sam, to get Nigerians out outside of bringing in a player, which I think should always be on the plate? Honestly,
if you look at the city of Houston. Is the most diverse city in this country, like a melting pot. You know, you have Africans, South Americans from all over the world. That's why you can see every type of restaurant here, any food you want, you can, you know.
We got some good food here.
Yeah.
Hey, you hit a few plates, Sam.
So Dynamos can tap into the African community. Just like you said, it goes beyond bringing African players, you know, trying to reach out to, you know, those communities, you know, because fans are the people that make the game what it is. I watch Dynamo and Philly Union, the U.S. Open Cup Finals. BBVA Compass Stadium is just less than 22,000 capacity. But on a cup final, you can fill it up.
Yeah.
It was half empty. That can happen in England. Even a championship team sell out the stadium. You know, so there are a lot of things, you know, engage the fans, there are a lot of activities, reach out to the fans, to those communities, you know, where we can get players, not only looking towards South America. Fine, you look towards that. But Africa also produces good players. When you look at leagues across Europe, the Premier League, the Bundesliga, the French League,
absolutely,
and the La Liga, you will see African players out there. So if Dynamo can, if the front office can look towards that direction, you know, because when you bring in, for example, in the Premier League, Chelsea got up to thousands or, let me say, millions of Nigerians as fans when they signed John Obi Mikel. He drove that crowd today, you know.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And also
Chelsea became their team.
It became their team, you know. So when you go out, they get a player the fans can relate with. They want to come to the stadium. They want to see that player. And also, during training, you can also open up training venues for fans to come, you know, have a chit chat with the players and watch them train. So these are things that some Premier League clubs they do that, you know, and their fans to the stadium. You see on match days, stadium 60, 70, 80,000 capacity will sell out.
Listen, there is no question. The Dynamo fans have spoken, and they're telling the organization that things need to change. I don't think there's any question. Now, look, there may be some in the organization cringing that I'm saying these things right now, but somebody has to get out and say this stuff. We can't continue to go on the same way that we go on because this is our soccer town as well. It's our soccer community. There's a tremendous amount of people out there that deserve respect and can get it, and we can get it through this amazing team. We have a great owner who can put resources into it and turn this thing around. But you have to have a plan. You have to have a vision. And this is why I love having you on, Sam, because you represent, again, just this another incredible high ceiling of potential. There's a Vietnamese community and tournament being played this weekend. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of possibility that's out there, but we have to get people out into these communities, have to meet the leaders, have to extend the olive branch. We could turn BBVA Compass Stadium into the coolest makeup of sports fans in Houston, hands down. We got another caller. Let's take a phone call. If you want to weigh in here, Eddie Robinson, the Cube, former Dynamo defender, and a good friend of mine also, and Sam Mbonu from Afro Vibes Radio, all here. We've had Mr. 26 spinning music here. We've had beautiful support here from Advantage BMW in Midtown, and we're going to be here till 9 o'clock. There's cold beer. There's great food. Come down. A lot of people hanging out.
Free beer.
Free beer. Eddie heard that. Yep. Carbach, Bud Light,
taking it easy.
Stella Artois. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have, Harrison? Jonathan, you're up. Platform is yours. What do you got?
Hello?
Hi, Jonathan. You're on the air.
Been a long time season ticket holder for the Dynamo. And me and a buddy of mine, we always each get two seats. We got four season tickets. I'm sorry?
No, it's all you. We're listening.
Yes, it's off. So every year we always end up kind of having the debate of whether we're going to renew or not. And him and I both, longtime passionate friends, cannot walk away from the team. But one thing that I did watch on ESPN, 30 for 30, a little, I believe it was the 30 for 30, was the owner from Atlanta and what he's done with the Atlanta Falcons and with the new stadium and the pricing as far as concessions goes. I go to all the Texans games, Astros games, Dynamo games, you know, everything that's here in Houston, Rockets games, and the concessions at the BBVA are by far the most expensive out of all the stadiums. We can go get a round of drinks, and, you know, a double liquor drink at the Dynamo Bar is going to be costing you $28 versus, you know, at Minute Maid, you can do it for $20 or $22. So the concessions there, by far, just seem like they are more expensive than any of the other stadiums, and the model that they've kind of taken up in Atlanta has been more so on the cheaper side, family-friendly, you know, more affordable. They got $5 beers, you know, $3 nachos, you know, things
$1 like that. $1 hot dogs.
And so, taking that model up with the Dynamo, making it more, you know, fan-friendly and affordable, I think will play a big role, definitely, in getting more people in seats.
This is the kind of feedback we want. And I'm sure the organization is listening to the show. I hope they have over the years. I'm not sure they have, but I hope they do. Because this show, to me, has been very important to kind of doing a case study on the Houston Dynamo, and we get this type of information from you. So concession prices is something I think we've heard a lot about. Could that be altered, and could that be a give back to the fans? You're obviously talking some real dollars. The other thing is, you know, there's $30, $29, $30 tickets, and a lot of those are now going on the secondary market for $10. I mean, there's a lot of challenges there, and there's a lot of opportunity.
And there's games that, you know, if I can't make it or whatever, it's almost like I can't even give my tickets away because they know that if they go there and go drink, it's more expensive than going to an Astros game. And, you know, I'll invite a friend along with me, and he'll be like, you know, appreciate the ticket, thanks for the ticket, I'll buy a round of drinks. And then our round of drinks ends up costing us $60 with tip, and that's just one round. And it's just, you know, it's almost outrageous to where my friends don't even they don't even care to go because they don't want to buy the, you know, spend that much money on drinks and things like that.
Understand. Understand. This is tremendous feedback. I thank you very much for that.
Yep.
And we appreciate you being a loyal season ticket holder, I would say, as well. You've hung in there. So let's hope people are listening.
I would encourage everyone with just simple stories like that to call in because they've made a change. The Dynamo have made a change. There is a new head business officer, John Walker. He wants to make changes. He needs to know what to change.
Yeah. So all of this, that's right. And all of this can be put into the information bank of John, who did a wonderful interview last night. So we thank you for that phone call, 713-780-3776. Eddie Robinson, former Dynamo defender, partner on theCUBE. Sam Mbonu of Afro Vibes Radio here. I think we're going to take a quick break here, guys. We are going to give away a $1,300 BMW bicycle in this break right now. Where's Philip Southwick? We need him to come up of Advantage BMW. Come on up, and we're going to give out this... This bicycle here.
So
first
nice.
Hour, Texas Children's Hospital is our presenting sponsor. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. It's all dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. 60 years, the Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. Texas Children's Hospital is not a not-for-profit, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. And tonight we're raising funds for Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which is a wing that donates money to the Texas Children's Hospital for pediatric cancer research. It's very, very important. So we have items down here. You can come down here. 50% of these items will go back to the hospital, and we will take a break here. We'll call it a Bud Light break here at Advantage BMW Midtown. If you're out and about in the town, come down and join us.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Advantage BMW on Gray Street. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, so you notice that all the music tonight is car-themed and related because we're down here at BMW. That one goes out for Pat Dowd, who's a huge Judas Priest fan. Eileen Dowd's father. That's Heading Out to the Highway by Judas Priest. We're down here amongst amazing vehicles. In fact, 15 yards to our right here is about a vehicle that I think goes for $160,000 or $70,000. It's incredible.
That's $170,000 right there.
That's $170,000 there? Yeah, it's crazy. It is Advantage BMW Midtown. That's where we are. Eddie Robinson, Sam Mbonu. This is Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We've got a pediatric cancer research charity angle to tonight's show. We have a lot of our Soccer Matters gear down here tonight as well, and people have been picking it up, T-shirts, mugs, you've asked for them. Well, tonight you can buy one and you can get a little bit of a help us charitably, and then BMW is going to match every dollar as well here tonight, so we thank that. We also have an umbrella we're going to auction off. We've had a winner, Nigel Brooks. Tonight wins the $1,300 BMW bicycle. We've had Jeff Doise winning a jacket and Eileen Dowd winning jackets. Still a lot of beer, still a lot of food, still a lot of wine. So come down here and join us tonight in Midtown Advantage BMW on Gray. And our thanks to Philip Southwick and everybody down here. All right, we continue on here tonight. We'll take phone calls at 713-780-3776. We have had some good feedback from Dynamo fans here. We're excited about John Walker's appointment coming to the Houston Dynamo. Here's John on transparency from the front office, because we feel that fans are thriving on getting more information about players, teams, and what the club is doing.
You'll get transparency from me to the extent that I'm allowed to and am able to share with fans and with you what it is we're doing from a business perspective. There may be some things that from a contractual reason we may not be able to discuss. I think, you know, from a technical side, from soccer operations, it's not unusual, I think, for at least from my perspective, from my experience in the NBA, for the GM of an NBA club to not necessarily go around and tell people what it is they're trying to do with the team.
That's John talking on transparency. And again, that's a big piece of this. For me, Eddie, and I know we beat the drum on this, but we want storylines. People go to the stadium as an escape. Last night I cited on the show that this thing between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant is actually an incredible sell for publicity, drama, the story for the Golden State Warriors.
It is. And my question would be, and I hope that all the fans understand that John Walker is not going to be able to provide transparency on the soccer side. He's not going to be able to talk to you about player injuries. He's not going to be able to talk to you about contracts. So my question to him would be, over the last 2 years, in the city the size of Houston, with the economy that we have, why has there been no jersey sponsor? I cannot fathom that. Now, there are a lot of things that we don't know that happen behind the scenes. But this is when transparency starts coming in. I want to ask those questions. I want to know why.
Merchandising. The Dynamo are not cashing in on merchandising. Merchandising and jersey sales, especially of specific players, they get driven.
I want to know what their reasons are behind all of the season ticket holders leaving. I want to know. All of these season ticket holders.
I
want to know. I want them to be engaged in that. I want them to fix these things that are going on. So you want to be transparent? Tell me what you're going to do to fix the problems. Tell me what you're going to do.
I'm going to cite the same example I did last night, Sam and Eddie, and that was Daryl Morey and the Rockets. They sign a star player in Carmelo Anthony. They have reasons for signing him. They think he can help the team in some capacity. It's obviously not working out.
Yep.
And guess what? They're not afraid to admit, we made a mistake. He's gone.
Yep.
We're not going to let it fester. We're not going to let it continue on. We're not going to keep him around because of his salary or we're going to lose money on him. We are getting rid of him, and we're admitting we made a mistake. And listen, nobody gets it right all the time. Nobody does.
Nope.
No fans are ever going to come down on you for making mistakes. They will come down on you if you're inactive, you're not engaged. And I think that's part of what's happening.
They're
fatigued.
I think this is a huge opportunity for John Walker and the staff of the Houston Dynamo front office, the business side, to say, look, we've gotten some things wrong, but now we're dedicated to fixing it. Here's how we're going to do it.
This is real talk.
This is a huge
opportunity. You know what? Honestly, I'm sitting here and I'm going, this is tremendous conversation with contribution from callers about our club, because nobody in the city has this conversation. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Nobody is wanting to go into these territories, and we need to in order to improve. You have to know where you have come from. You have to know the problems you have, and you have to rectify them. And you can't put on a pair of orange glasses all the time and say everything is okay, because it isn't.
Yeah,
there is no family that is perfectly healthy all the time.
The pressure can't just come from us. It has to come from the fans.
Yeah, we're only here to try and get people to be more vocal and engaged about the sport. That's the reason why I started this soccer program. It's the only reason I started it, is I wanted to get engagement and conversation from the soccer community. Sam.
I mean, when you look at clubs in other parts of the world, they have different avenues where they raise money. For example, JC sells. For example, when Juve signed C. Ronaldo, they made the money they spent on getting him in less than 48 hours on JC sales.
Right.
So how much do Dynamo realize on JC sales? You know, if the GM say they're not going to bring in my key players sometimes are for commercial purposes. You know, when you bring in, okay, look at when Rooney went to DC United, how much jersey they sold. Look at Zlatan went to LA, how much jersey they sold. You know,
Carlos
Vela. And also fans would troop to the stadium to watch the game because they want to see this player.
Who sold out BBVA Compass Stadium this year? Begins with
Zlatan.
A Z. Yeah, only sellout.
From LA Galaxy.
Correct.
So
thank you, Zlatan.
The GM should.
The league loves him.
Think outside the box. You know, think outside the box. Explore the opportunities to make money for Dynamo.
Okay, so let's. But we already know the Dynamo, to their credit, have been clear that, look, it's not going to be a Zlatan. It's not going to be a Chicharito. It's not going to be that type of player. So Albert Elise last year was lighting the league up. We didn't promote him. This year, to the Dynamo credit, they did in the first half of the season when he was on fire. That's a guy whose jersey could be on the back of every kid in Houston, if done properly, if supported, if marketed, and if we start getting these guys into the Honduran community. I have no question. We have a huge Honduran soccer community here. I have plenty of friends in it. I get their feedback. They want an olive branch extended. Somebody has to reach out.
Yeah, you're right.
And it can't be just putting a player on the field. It's going to take a lot more than that. It's going to take work. It's going to be somebody who's assigned to that community, who's trying to go out and find their most influential leaders. And there's got to be some massaging, and there's an olive branch. It's incredible hard work. Do you have enough staff for that? These are the things you have to consider. These are answers I don't have. But you have markets out here that are incredible untapped potential with passionate soccer fans. And to your point, Eddie, ones that could become very loyal.
Yeah, and another, it's just a little thing. But when I played at the end of every season, there was a party at the end of the year. And people were allowed to buy tickets, come mingle with the players. Awards were given out.
I remember team those. MVP, I emceed a lot of those.
Defender of the Year, yes, you did.
Didn't I give you an award once?
I don't recall. You're serving too much drinks tonight.
I'll give you one right now. Best color analyst. Okay, go ahead.
The problem is that doesn't happen anymore. So when we talk about these players need to get into the community, they need to be involved in the community, it seems to me that they don't care to. That what happened to this at the end of the year? People can't wait to get out of town. They can't wait to leave instead of trying to cultivate a week, 10 days. You've got 2 months off because you didn't make the playoffs, 3 months because you didn't make the playoffs. You could spend some extra time at the end of the year and get out in the community. Because why do you think people love Craig Weibel so much? Because he was out in the community. Why do you think people like Brad Davis so much?
And you?
Because he was out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Tally Hall,
yeah.
Pat Onstad, Richard Mulrooney, Dwayne DiRosario. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So what you're saying right now is how approachable and intimate everybody was back in those days.
I want these players to spend a little bit of time. I'm not asking for anything unreasonable. I don't believe. In the community, cultivating the relationships, cultivating the culture of the Houston Dynamo, making people proud to support teams who have players that are proud to be in their local community.
Well, personal touch is what it's about. Now, I do think we have to be careful because there are a lot of players who've taken their own initiative. Albert Elise is one of them, I think, that has done a lot with his own initiative. But again, if we want to look within the organization and what made 2006 and 7 successful was the personal contact. No question. No question. It's what makes it happen. Player goes out and touches the hand of a young kid or signs a ball. I just think the Dynamo have to be out there in a bigger way and more of it organic, not just corporate stuff. Sam?
Yeah, just like Eddie Riley said, you know, go into the community, engage them, be proactive, you know, in one or two of the activities. You can sponsor a grassroots competition, Mario Monota's Challenge Cup, within the communities. You know, that alone we will make it, we publicize it for people want to come and watch, want to play in it and be part of it. And every kid will be proud to have his JC, his name behind their JC. If Dynamo can get a Zlatan, a Rooney, or, you know, a marquee player, the ones we have, Manota scored 17 goals in our competition last season for Dynamo, you know, their leading scorer. You saw the great goal he scored against LA Galaxy on decision day. He can be the idol. He can be that marquee player. You know, he can be that player that make a difference for Dynamo. You know, so if they cannot get somebody from the outside, the one we have, let us make good use of it. Get into the community, be proactive, engage them, maybe sponsor one or two grassroots soccer tournament. I think
Sam has just brought something up wonderful. We do have to acknowledge what Manotas has done here in a couple of years. Now, here is a story for all of us. We've watched this guy as a young man join this team. We've watched him ascend to becoming one of the elite strikers now in Major League Soccer. Now, I'm going to call him that. I'm sorry. And I know he has to do it for a couple of years. But he's had a year as a striker that nobody has ever had in Houston, Texas. Nobody. As far as his goal scoring. We have seen him grow. We have seen him mature, Eddie. You and I have seen it blossom in front of our eyes, as the fans have. And this is one of the big real thumbs up to this season is Manotas. Now, the question is, can they keep that trio up front intact? And do you think they will?
I know they're going to try. I think with the amount of money being spent on attacking players in Major League Soccer, I think there's certainly an argument that Mauro Manotas is not elite in this league. He's elite for anything that the Houston Dynamo have ever had. But when you start looking at what Bradley Wright Phillips has done, at what Joseph Martinez has done.
I'm talking about this season. He was amongst the elite. He was a top. Well, right, I'll find out right now.
I think maybe fourth. 18.
Fourth in the league in goals scored? Yeah.
18. In all competitions, it was what, 24, 25?
Yeah.
It was exceptional.
Good numbers.
Here's the thing now is he's no longer a young, unknown commodity. Defenders know who he is. Opposing coaches know who he is. Ask me in 2 years if he's an elite.
Let's honor him for what he's done this year and his potential.
Absolutely.
He's on the ascent. There's nothing here that says to me he's not going to score goals again next year.
But let's be honest, Glenn. In the past 10 years, has there been a more dangerous word about a young player in our country than potential?
I'm sick of young player.
I'm sick of the word potential.
Yeah. Well, potential. I didn't use potential. I think he's a potential. I called him an elite striker.
He has potential, yes.
I called him an elite striker.
But I'm not going to sit and yes, he has potential and be
okay. So if he was in the Seattle or Atlanta market, he'd be blown up in a way that you wouldn't believe. He's in the Houston market. That's why he's not getting blown up.
He wouldn't get blown
up. He's as good a goal scorer as we have ever had.
Joseph Martinez up here, yes, absolutely the best we've ever had.
Set a record.
The best we've ever had in Houston. Agreed, 100%.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to do it year after year, at least for 3 or 4 years.
Isn't consistency what makes a star player and an athlete?
Yes, yeah. It is. So let's see what happens.
That's what it's about.
But at least give him the
but
credit.
But I want to give him credit for 2018
Best season any forward has ever had, any attacking player has ever had, production-wise, and 100%.
I'm going to say, based on his integrity and his attitude and the way he handles himself, that he's going to score goals again next year.
I'll agree with that.
That's not a big stretch
totally
to say
agree
that.
With that. He is humble.
Unless he gets injured.
Something you don't see a lot. He is humble.
Yeah. He's a special kid.
Yeah.
Special kid.
Yeah.
All right. Did you say we got to go to break, Harrison?
Yeah.
Okay. What Harrison says, Harrison gets. We're going to break. We're live here at Advantage BMW in Midtown. We have food from King's Court and Jay. We have Cara Leaves and Liberty Kitchen here. We have got FM Kitchen food here as well. We've got all kinds of great beer from Bud Light and Camilo Rojas. If you're out and about on the town, look, instead of going down the street and spending, what did you say those beers were going for at BBVA Compass Stadium? You can get one here for free. You can make it up here for free. So come in here and join us. Advantage BMW Midtown Houston. We're going to take a break here. More to come. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We're going to take a Bud Light break. And again, our thanks to Advantage BMW. First hour presented by the Texas Children's Hospital. Texas Children's Hospital. Cancer and the Hematology Centers, they're the largest pediatric cancer center in the country, over 190 physicians and scientists. By the way, hundreds of kids are diagnosed every year at TCH. It isn't a job. It's life for Texas Children's. And by the way, Eileen Dowd, who's here tonight, who has raised money for Curing Children's Cancer Fund, who was a patient there, and many others have... going down with me to the hospital. We hand out soccer balls. Sam and Eddie, I want you guys to come with me one time. We go into rooms. We meet with the patients and their families. They come from all over the world. They come from Houston. It is a very humbling moment, and we're doing all we can to try and support the Texas Children's Hospital. We thank them for supporting the sport of soccer here in the first hour. We'll take a Bud Light break.